Yes, sir.
Over-the-road truckers, how do you figure out whether they use Twitter or not?
You go out to, and I didn't, one slide I don't think came up. You go out to twitter.com/search, and you can search for truck drivers and see what comes up. You know, it might be this truck driver just cut me off on the highway, but it won't all be those. Yes, sir.
So I've been shut down from Twitter at least 4 times.
Yeah.
And every time I get shut down, I reach out to them. I never get an explanation of what I did wrong.
Yeah.
So can you give us the top 3 things I should avoid so I don't have that happen?
Let me ask you this, Terry.
Yeah.
Are you accidentally clicking on any links or spamming your followers?
The best I can tell is that I'm doing too many replies to multiple handles. That's the best I, you know, in other words, I don't have a blend of individual tweets. I just reply to the world and put a short, you know, message at the end of the tweets. And so I think you're penalizing.
Are you not, so for example, say you replied to John and you said, at Jay Nozzle, check out my new blog post, link to blog post. Are you doing that?
I wasn't doing it enough. I was like replying to groups of folks.
Well, but if you're doing, what I'm asking though is, for example, if you solicited John and you didn't know John, just from Twitter.
Spamming.
Yeah, you're spamming. Uh-huh. If you're replying back saying anything like, you're spamming if you're replying back and saying, hey, check out my new blog post and you're giving links. You're in essence a spammer. And that could be what's happening if you're doing that. Now, I do direct message people when I publish a new blog post. I'm sure some of y'all here got a DM from me. I've actually manually sent those because I do have a certain circle of influence that when I tweet, if I tweet something, I can send it to them through a direct message. They'll copy, paste it, and retweet it. Okay? That is a little different, Terry. People can still report you for a spammer. Make sure that's people you know. Okay, that you have that kind of relationship with, such as John, Patty, Robin, Tony probably got a couple of those from me. You know, that kind of thing. Make sure it's people that you know and you've had a rapport with. You could always direct message someone and say, hey, I have an article I think would be important to you. Let me know if you want, it's about so-and-so. Let me know if you want the link.
Okay.
You know, they're less likely to report you for spam.
Okay.
That's probably a little bit of what's happening.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
In a nutshell, could you explain how to successfully compose a search built on geolocation filters?
Are you referring to in Twitter?
Well, specifically more Hootsuite, but in Twitter, yeah. How can
Well,
it's complex, but...
Yeah, it's pretty complex. I'm going to see if I can get to my desktop here so I can open a browser.
John? Escape.
Yeah. It's, let's try this one. Okay.
It's Mac. He'll take it.
If in doubt, do it 20 times.
Okay. So let's see if I can.
Over caffeination.
So this is twitter.com/search. Okay. So you can go in here to advanced search, and then you can put in keywords here. You can select languages, you can select from accounts, near this place. This is the way I would do it. It's twitter.com/search, and then you can just click advanced. And this is actually how, when I'm looking for a tweet, when I'm building my followers in TweetAdder, because if you do use TweetAdder, you go out and you identify people or the followers of a follower, etc. You can go in here and search for words like truck driver Joe, you were asking me earlier. And, you know, you can get a bunch of Twitter IDs of people that are tweeting similar content and then go out and follow. But this is the way you do the advanced search. This is really about as much as I get into the geolocation. The way I really grow my Twitter accounts for all of my clients is literally using these methods but putting in parameters like follow people's in Dallas if I was, say, using TweetAdder within 100 miles or et cetera. If I was using TweetAdder. Otherwise, I just go into Twello.
TweetAdder would provide that service?
TweetAdder, you can actually put in like Dallas or, you know, you can put in cities and then say within however many miles, etc. And it'll target people with keywords in TweetAdder. If you're wanting to use organic methods, this is the approach that you would use to find people. Yes, sir.
You mentioned Twello at the beginning.
Right.
Is that indexed by Google?
You're the SEO guy. Is it?
I don't know.
Did you like that?
Is it?
At least.
I've never seen it come.
I don't know the answer to that, John.
I haven't seen it either, so.
Is it true that you shouldn't follow your competitors?
I don't think that's true necessarily.
Well, I've read that before, and so I was just wondering if you know.
Well, on Facebook, they say you shouldn't like your competitors' Facebook pages.
Okay.
But on Twitter, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I want to know what my competition's doing so I can make sure I'm doing a better job than they are. And so I'm going to follow them. And you know, one thing, I'm also going to retweet my competitors. Because a lot of times, depends on who they are, but a lot of times they're going to reciprocate because they want your social media love too. You know, I'm not going to retweet them all the time, but I might retweet them. I'll retweet my competition any day of the week now. Oh, good. So anybody else? Yes, Tony.
Do you ever use SEO Moz? I think they have some Twitter tools.
I haven't used it. I have not.
It's a 30-day free trial.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And they acquire FollowerWonk.
FollowerWonk.
FollowerWonk. You can do a lot of geo-targeting with that. FollowerWonk.
You know, the one thing I love about our meetups is we all have something great to add. You know what I mean? I'm one of those people that if somebody knows something, I want you to speak up. So thank you, Tony, and thank you, Steve. I'm going to have to go check that out. I didn't even see you over there, girly. Hey.
Can we go back to what you mentioned about you think feedback is dying?
Yes.
Because that gave me a little grief.
That's what I've been hearing through the pipeline. There was a blog about it saying TweetDeck is dying. If I knew more, I would totally tell you. I don't know more than that. I love TweetDeck. It is the only thing I taught. Most of y'all in here probably hear me, TweetDeck. One day, I added my 20th Twitter account that I was managing, and it locked up. And it spent all day long. So I started testing out other apps and moved to Hootsuite at that point. I actually did a presentation, TweetDeck versus Hootsuite, for DFWSM. Before I was even using Hootsuite, I started using it just for the presentation and still stuck with TweetDeck until it locked up that day. Then I moved to Hootsuite. I wish I knew more for you. Yes, sir.
The 100 tweets that you write that you use automatically, where do you get your content for all that?
You think them up. For example, you're targeting truck drivers, right?
Right.
And so one of your 100 tweets might be...
keep a weight behind the wheel.
Thank you. Awesome.
But you've got to go get that information from somebody because I am no industry authority.
So you go to Google and you type in how to stay awake behind the wheel. And then you start having ideas. One thing is make it cold when you're tired. Turn the radio on. Sing along with the music. When I get tired at night driving home, actually tonight I'll be doing it. I'll be making myself dance a little jig in the car while I'm driving so I stay awake sometimes. You know?
Are you going to have a PDF for this?
I have a PDF that I actually tweeted, and I can send it to you, Stephanie.
Okay.
It's kind of a summary handout of the stuff I went over. There's actually a little more information in it. Now, Robert had a question for me.
Will you talk about how you use hashtags in your strategy?
Okay. Hashtags are really great for conferences or events like this, because that way you can connect with all of the followers at the event that are tweeting on the hashtag. That's one approach. Me personally, I like to use hashtags to express emotion. Some of y'all probably seen that. I'll throw out a hashtag, fun, yippee, because I can do what I want. I don't have to follow the rules with it. That's one approach that I like to do with hashtags. I like to use them to exercise emotion. Some of the other things is to target areas such as Dallas, such as DFW, social media, etc. Those are clickable links and they become searchable. So say if you use the hashtag social media, then you can see the tweets of other people that are using the hashtag social media. One approach, and I have to give, and I can't think of her name right now, it's Jeanette Mickelson, I believe. And I learned this from her because I had never thought of hashtags this way. She likes to teach people to use hashtags when they're wanting to grow their followers as a way to connect with new people to follow, because they can search for the hashtag and see people that would be their ideal client or their common interest. So that's one approach that you can use for hashtags. Right now, I'm using some hashtags to market my social media conference because people that are searching on the word Dallas or social media, etc., I want to get their attention if they're following the hashtag. Yes, ma'am.
I use hashtags a lot because I'm a recruiter, and I'll say hiring, jobs, unemployed,
etc. Absolutely. They do become searchable.
Job seeker to go to those hashtags to look at my job.
Perfect. That's a perfect example. Some people brand their own hashtags and always put a hashtag on the end of their tweet so that they can see how many times that it was retweeted easily, you know, just by, you know, when they retweeted, they can see their hashtag so many times.
Yeah, I'm not using Hootsuite, and I'm alarmed now by 3 days, but you've told me this.
Can you go out and Google that and see if you can find
it? Where did you go?
He did, and he's already sent it. Go, John.
All right. John, what's the article you found?
So I found at bloggingbasics101.com. TweetDeck was bought by Twitter in 2011. They are pulling the Android, Air, and iPhone apps, but they will still have the web-based version.
Thank you, John. I was going to ask one of y'all too, because I knew both the hours that my computers ran and your job to do it for me.
Can you, in Hootsuite, can you track hashtags inside it so you're not having to go into search?
You can run a search. Within Hootsuite, let me bring mine up here for you. I actually closed it, but I'll bring it back up. Now, y'all, I'll close your eyes for a minute so you don't all see my client accounts. Yeah, like that's going to work. So here is my BFF column. These are searches on Twitter IDs. I have one over here. I'm trying to get to it. I can't find it because I'm in a weird screen mode right now.
What's that called? Hot guys?
Hot guy. Yeah, whatever. I wanted to find you a. Here's an. Do I have a hashtag in this column? I was trying to see if I have a hashtag in this column. It's not letting me get all the way over. It's not letting me see all my tabs.
You're stalking me?
Yes, I'm stalking you. I actually do that a lot with my influencers. I'll make search columns for people I'm targeting within my main window, and then I will totally stalk them on Twitter so that I can see everything they tweet and retweet them all the time. And the reason I was actually stalking John is because I wanted to see if he was doing what I had coached him to do, and he's not been. That's why I was stalking him, so I can nag him about tweeting more. Yes, sir.
Is that part of the 100?
I would like it to be part of the 100. But you're talking about the 100 evergreen, the content I'm wanting you to write?
Like the total number of...
Ideally, that's what I would like you to do, is have it be part of the 100. Because again, remember, whatever, the shorter you are, the more retweetable you are. You want Tony to be able to retweet you. Then you want Mitch to be able to retweet Tony. And then you want Robert to be able to retweet Mitch. And you don't want to have to make them work for that. No. So ideally, you would want it to be part of the 100. Now, I don't recommend that you use a hashtag in every one of your tweets. I was reading an article a while back that says that Google actually takes off preference when it's looking at your tweets if you use a bunch of hashtags. So I don't want you to use them all the time. Use them appropriately when it's necessary. Robert, I was going to tell you, you can run a search. I tried to show you. I couldn't get it to come up. You can literally, in Hootsuite, you can add a column. And it says search, and you would put in the pound sign and the search word, and it would show up. You can also search based on keywords. You might have saw I have one set up for the words online social coach. I have one for DFW Rocks, and I have any quotes. I want to see if anybody tweets that. You know, you also want to monitor your name that way, just Robert Riggs, and then maybe spelled wrong. And, you know, you want to monitor your identity. That's one way to monitor on Twitter if people are tweeting your name. Yes, Gary.
Yeah, I used to use CodeSuite before they shut that down. I don't know if you've used that before, but in CodeSuite, like I have six Twitter accounts, and it would list them all into one feed.
Right.
And it would identify each one where the post was coming from, and then I can schedule them all. And I didn't have to change windows and go to other windows. It was one window.
Yeah.
Well, is there something that does like that?
There probably is. I just haven't dabbled with it. In Hootsuite, you actually can have, I have multiple IDs here, as you can
see.
Yeah,
I like that. I had one feed, though,
and you can put
all my Twitter accounts in it. I didn't have to switch back and forth.
Yeah. You can have multiple.
I loved it.
You can add your columns, and you can put multiple columns in one. You can put multiple columns in one tab if you want to within Hootsuite, but Yeah, I'm not familiar with one.
I just like one column.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
trying to find.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with one. Is anybody else here? Is there another Twitter tool that you're using that you really like besides Hootsuite or MarketMeSuite or TweetDeck? Anybody here want to throw one out they like?
Well, it's not like that, but I use Twitter Feed.
Is it TwitterFeed.com?
Yeah, I think that's it.
And you're actually monitoring your social media accounts through that?
Oh, no, it's not exactly like that.
Right, because TwitterFeed.com is an RSS aggregator. Right. Yeah, TwitterFeed.com is an RSS aggregator where you can automatically post content to your social media profiles. That is a tool. If you're going to use TwitterFeed.com, I recommend that the blogs that you give permission to post to your Twitter account, that you're selective on those. An example of that would be my friend Bill Herbert, who is a very good Christian man and tweeted so all the time. And then Maxwell posted a blog post that had hooker in the subject title. Oh. And it was on his Twitter stream. Oh. Bill automatically stopped auto-feeding Mashable. So make sure that if you're going to auto-feed anybody, that you're selective about who you are auto-feeding, if that makes sense. You know, I feed Jeff Bull's blog automatically to my Twitter account. I have ever since I started it. He's never burned me, and he's gotten me lots of retweets. Okay, so make sure you look at their blog post and know who they are if you're going to do any kind of auto-feeding. And that was TwitterFeed.com we were talking about just now. Yes, ma'am?
Can we go back on the hashtags? I was curious if other people have actually had success stories using them. I get the conferences, but I'm curious if anyone can actually talk about success.
Does anybody have any success stories they want to tell about reaching out through hashtags? Yes, Cynthia?
Participating in Twitter chats.
Yes, so that's all.
I have chats on Twitter, so I do those every week, one specifically about Pinterest. And I've met other people interested in Pinterest and learning about Pinterest just through that topic in that Twitter chat.
Awesome.
Now, what is she talking about?
Pinterest, she uses.
Well, I know, but what's Twitter chat?
Tweet chat? Well, there's several different ones.
Tweet chats. Well, this is called Pin Chat, is the one I participate in.
Right, and Tweet Chat is a tool that you can use so you're only following tweets for a certain hashtag. Actually go to like tweetchat.com. That's one tool. There's several of them.
Just go straight online.
You just go to Twitter and search the hashtag, right?
Twitter, search the hashtag.
Yeah, you can do it multiple ways.
So you just do a search tag for Pinterest?
Yeah.
This chat is done specifically every week, hosted by somebody. They bring in a guest, they ask questions.
And how do you find out about it?
You would search the hashtag.
Okay.
You would search the hashtag, and they're all having a conversation just like we do at a conference with that hashtag.
Okay, I got you.
At a certain time.
Yeah,
what time is it, Cynthia?
Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
thank you.
Every Wednesday night.
I know Stephanie loves Pinterest, so I wanted to get her the down low. I wanted to get her the down low on that. Did somebody else have a yes, ma'am?
I was just going to say that I started this thing on my blog called the CEO Book Challenge, where I'm reading 60 books in a year, and I keep like a running list of it. So I hashtag that, and like sometimes it's just me. But other times, authors and people will say, hey, I'd really like it if you read my book.
So you're using and reaching out to new people.
Yeah, and I've gotten like free books from them, people mail them to me and stuff like that. So
that's a success story right there. Awesome. Does anybody else have any questions for me? We have a few. Yes, sir.
How would you get a hashtag? Well, one of my projects is a television show.
Okay.
And there's the whole second screen phenomenon that's happening.
Right.
So how would we get our own hashtag?
I can sell you some discount.
You can use a hashtag whenever you want. Now, there are ways you can register your hashtag.
Oh, Mitch.
And I'm trying to remember, there are ways you can register your hashtag. I'm going to find y'all a blog post right here. Give me a second here. I got to remember the URL for this website. I actually wrote a blog post about hashtags because I had so many people talking about it. Here it is, the pros and cons of using a hashtag. I'm bringing it up because I have something on there for Peter. If I can get the, John, can you help me figure out why I can't get the full view on my screen of the blog post? Is it the projector here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the, I have a tool in here. Here's some other sites on hashtags. This blog post is on onlinesocialsmarts.com. This site is not active anymore, but it is one of my sites. If you want to look at this blog post, it's onlinesocialsmarts.com, and just click on the blog, and there's like not very many posts at all, and there's one that's like the pros and cons of using a hashtag, and it has a bunch of little links on here of different ways to, you know, things to know about hashtags and my opinions on them. And I wanted to find for Peter, I thought I had in here where to register hashtags, because there are hashtag registration sites. I can't remember what they are right now, actually. But you can go out and actually claim your hashtag. Now, other people can use it, you know, but the advantage to doing that is people that can go to the site and actually look for hashtags, then now they'll find yours with your description. And I can't think of the name of the site right now. It's been a couple of years since I've used it, Peter. But there is one. You can just do register a hashtag and a Google search. It's nothing. It's free. You just go out there and fill out a little thing, and you just write what your hashtag is out and go with it. I can't remember the name of it right now. TWUBS is one of them.
Hashtags.org.
Hashtag.org, shall I say?
If you register your hashtag, does that have an effect on your SEO rankings?
Not necessarily, no. The advantage is they have a directory of hashtags, and other people can see your hashtag and go, oh, I want to follow this hashtag. That's really what the purpose is. Yes, sir.
What's your advice about going on organization? Maybe it's something
It's okay occasionally, because you want people to know you're a person. You know, for example, I pretty much talk about social media even on my Facebook, but every now and then I'll put a picture of my daughter. You know, you can do the personal stuff. You know, I remember one time I tweeted that I had to figure out what her Halloween costume was, and I just got nominated like 2 hours beforehand or something. And, you know, it was just a conversation piece. I had several people come back to me with quick ideas of things I could do right at home, you know, to get her a costume. I mean, so no, I think it's okay. You want people to realize you're a person. You want to have a common thing with the stuff you normally do. But yes, it's fine to go off every now and then and say something unique and different. People want that. Yes, sir.
What about drug tweets?
Well,
Big fan,
is that what you said? Well, I think they're fun for everybody reading them. I don't necessarily think it's fun for you. That's kind of like don't text and drink. I avoid drunk tweeting at all costs because it becomes cheating, as you can see, instead of tweeting. You know, I think if you're managing a brand, you know, don't tweet. Actually, it's kind of funny you said that, Tony, because I had one client. She's in the UK, and so I did her email newsletter. And I didn't have to schedule it till midnight. But if me and my friend were going to go to Applebee's and have dinner, and I knew I was going to have a margarita, I was doing her newsletter before I went to have a margarita. You know what I mean? You know, if you're monitoring a brand, keep that in mind. If you're doing your own social media and you're more, you know, kind of fun or whatever, if you want to drunk tweet, hey, that's your own thing, but you're going to have to pay the cost the next day. You know, that's what it comes down to. You're going to have to apologize to everybody. Anybody else have anything for me? Yes, sir.
Are you using Vine in your tweets? Because I noticed today on the marathon bombing that there were some people had Vine videos that just happened to be rolling, and there they are.
Yeah, I haven't been using it. Okay. Not at this point, I haven't. Anybody else have anything for me? I know I've kept this kind of casual. I wanted to give you all the stuff to help y'all be a power user, give y'all some tools, and then kind of answer your questions to help y'all that came from that. Did I get everything? Somebody asked me earlier about timing. I think he left already. Okay, because I was going to say, did he get what he was wanting out of that? All righty. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Blogging for ridiculous results.